You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, trying to figure out on a day-in, day-out basis why markets are moving one way or the other, well, that way madness lies, right? But looking big picture, trends, not specifics, that can pay off. And so we bring you today equities, stocks versus precious metals. Stocks, as we know, have been having a grand old time since the lows of March, constantly betting that things are going to get better. I mean, you have seen the record highs, right? Not all record highs, though, are record highs. To wit, gold, famous, of course, as the safest of safe havens, where investors go when they get scared of all the other assets that are out there. And as it starts bumping up against $2,000 an ounce, Marketplace's Scott Tong reminds us rising gold is a sign of falling confidence.
Gold is typically a none-of-the-above investment. When there's no other good answer, people buy gold. Let's first look at bonds. They pay investors interest, or yield, which gold doesn't. But the Federal Reserve has kept interest rates super low, which, if you factor inflation, means bonds may be losing value. Stephen Dunn is investment manager at Aberdeen Standard.
If you're in an environment where you're expecting yields to be low or negative or zero for an extended period of time, which is what the Fed has suggested, it certainly sends you searching in other directions.
Like gold. Well, what about stocks? They've been on a run for months. But analyst Edward Moya at the currency broker Oanda says that's hard to sustain when the pandemic is getting worse.
The virus uncertainty is what's really concerning people. If we don't have any earnings growth, or if we don't see these companies really making money, how can the stock market rally continue?
He says investors have growing doubts there. One alternative is the U.S. dollar.
The dollar is no longer king, and it's going to pass that crown over to most likely the euro. Europe handled the virus a lot better. Europe is having a stronger rebound.
When the dollar falls, gold tends to rise. Moya says in the past week, retail investors have joined institutional investors in the precious metal. But as a last resort, gold can be volatile too. Finance professor Campbell Harvey at Duke has tracked the long history of gold prices.
What we found was that gold is an unreliable hedge. So even at the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis, gold fell in value.
For now, though, the rush continues. Gold is closing in on $2,000 for 1 ounce. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his party's new economic support package late this afternoon. It's called, in that catchy way Congress likes to title its legislation, it's called the HEALS Act. Health, economic assistance, liability protection, and schools. We're a ways yet, of course, from an actual package to go to the White House. Congressional leaders are meeting tonight, but it's going to be a couple of weeks easy. Weeks during which that $600 a week of extra unemployment benefits won't be had. Those payments were critical for workers who'd lost their jobs. We've been covering that for you. But also, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, critical for some of the small businesses that employed those workers.
When Sophie Blake closed her jewelry store in Virginia at the beginning of the pandemic, she says she had some difficult conversations with her four employees. Two she furloughed. The other two she cut to part-time. When she first heard about the expanded unemployment benefits,
my first initial response was go ahead and take it because this is extra support for you because I don't know when I will be able to rehire you back.
At the time, Blake had applied for a Paycheck Protection Program loan, but wasn't sure whether she'd get one. But she did know that one of her employees should probably stay away from work.
Because she's asthmatic and she is expecting, so for her, the decision was very clear.
That clarity helped businesses make decisions about their own futures early in the pandemic.
Initially, it was a lifesaver.
Mark Fryer owns three restaurants in Vermont and had to lay off about 130 employees when COVID hit. He says the expanded unemployment benefits let him focus on making plans to stay in business while ensuring that his employees would be taken care of in the meantime.
We want them to succeed and we want to help them grow their careers and we hope to continue to employ them well into the future.
Small businesses, whether they're restaurants or jewelry stores, also need to know that their customers can afford to come in and spend money. Nathan Tankus is research director for the Modern Money Network.
That's the whole idea around these kind of programs that are supposed to sustain demand, is that they have all these kind of indirect knock-on positive effects.
The resurgence of infections in parts of the country is having a negative effect on demand. Sophie Blake reopened her jewelry store, but sales have fallen this month. Mark Fryer has brought back about 100 of the employees he laid off, but says he wants that more robust safety net to be there if he has to close again.
That's the elephant in the room constantly with other restaurant owners that I talk to, is that fear that we're going to have to reclose come fall, and then what happens?
Fryer got a PPP loan, but says it'll likely run out soon. Of his three restaurants, the one that's doing the best is the one with the most outdoor seating. But this is Vermont we're talking about, and come fall, it's going to get cold. And he's worried that then he won't be able to make enough money to keep his doors open. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.